What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth does indeed adore him. What a mighty, great, awesome, powerful, gentle God we serve. He's righteous in all of his ways. That's what I appreciate about him. I appreciate that he's just. He's a God who honors his word. He's a God who does exactly what he say he's going to do. Always keeps his promises. Always does what he said he's going to do. And for that, we give him glory. And we give him the honor. And we give him the praise. You know, I pray that you were indeed stirred this morning. I pray that there was something that was stirred on the inside of you that caused you to want to touch God in prayer and intercession like never before. I pray that you really grasp the understanding of what I was teaching, how that God can do nothing on earth until somebody prays. I hope you understood that and really let it register and get in your heart. Because once you understand the need for something, then you're able to use it properly. You know, it is said that when the purpose of a thing is understood, when the purpose of a thing is understood, where the purpose of a thing is not understood, abuse is inevitable. Meaning when you don't understand the purpose of something, someone, you are going to abuse. Knives are made for cutting. They're not made for killing. But there are those who don't understand the purpose of the knife. And because they don't understand the purpose of the knife, guess what they do? They steal because they don't understand the purpose. Well, what is the purpose of prayer? The purpose of prayer is to communicate with God. The purpose of prayer is the oxygen of the believer. It is the hope of the believer. It is how we communicate with the invisible. There's no way to communicate with the invisible but through prayer. We don't burn candles. No, we don't do all of that. We don't have to do those things to reach heaven. All we have to do is come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. That is the power of prayer. That's the purpose of prayer. The purpose of prayer is not to get what you want, because James says that you ask and you receive not. Why don't you get what you ask for? Because the motive behind your prayer is wrong. You ask to consume it upon your own lust. Are you willing to pray for something and you not even get what you pray for? See, that's the power of intercession. Because once you pray and pray right, it gets rid of your will and it's his will. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will. When you pray, you become one. Prayer is intimacy with God. It's communicating with him. It's talking to him. It's acknowledging him. Didn't he ask us to do that? Proverbs chapter 3. He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. And the Bible promised that one promise that we have is that he will direct our paths. That's the power of prayer. That's the power of intercession, communication with God. And I communicate with him because if I'm going somewhere and I can communicate with someone who's been there before, then why not talk to the person who's been there before to show me how to go somewhere I've never been before? It is prayer that brings the invisible into the visible. It is prayer that brings the eternal even into the temporal. Everything happens through prayer. Because we understand the power of prayer, we give ourselves the prayer and the intercession. It's not about you. It's not about what you want. It's not about what you desire. It is in prayer that he begins to deal with our wills. It is in prayer that he begins to deal with our hearts. Are you understanding? I want to pray today because the word of God declares in John chapter 10, verse 10, that it is the thief that cometh to steal, to kill, and destroy. What? That's right. It is a thief that came to steal, kill, and destroy. But I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. We are praying against every destroyer that's assigned to destroy your life. I want to go specifically at the destroyer. I want to come against the destroyer that came to destroy your family, that came to destroy your finances, that came to destroy your relationship, that came to destroy your peace, that came to destroy your whatever it is. We are coming against the destroyer. Everything that is in your life that is sent to destroy you, today we destroy the destroyer. Hey! Lift your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, every destroyer assigned to my life, to destroy my life, tonight, as I lift my voice and I pray, I command every destroyer, receive fire. Receive fire. I said, receive fire. Every destroyer, I command you, receive fire. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that you said in your word that we have whatever we say, and that death and life is in the power of the tongue. I thank you that you said in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. We're not ignorant of his devices. And because we understand the power of prayer, and we understand the power of intercession, and we understand the power of touching heaven and earth, Father, I thank you today that every destroyer assigned to my life, every destroyer assigned to my children, every destroyer that's assigned to my family, I command every destroyer to die in the name of Jesus. I come against every destroyer. I come against every destroyer that is assigned to my husband, that is assigned to my wife, that is assigned to my son, that is assigned to my daughter. Father, tonight, as I lift my voice, I command every destroyer to be destroyed. I arrest every destroyer. I dismantle every destroyer. I destroy every destroyer. Every destroyer that is sent to destroy the promise of God from manifesting in my life. Every destroyer that is sent to hinder me from reaching the place that God has called me to reach. Every destroyer that is after my mind, that is after my peace, that is after my strength, that is after my fire. In the name of Jesus, every destroyer that's been assigned to my family to bring disunity, to bring division, to bring oppression, Father, tonight, hey, halabashata, I arrest every destroyer. I come against every destroyer that's been assigned to my life, that's been assigned to my destiny. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice and begin to intercede. Lift your voice and begin to call on the name of the Lord. And destroy every destroyer. Cancel every destroyer. Rebuke every destroyer. Balabashakalamanda. Robo sotuleme. Likendele beekolabashata. La talabanda la mamemi asa. Every family destroyer that's assigned to my life. Every financial destroyer that's assigned to my life. I command you to destroy yourself. I command you to destroy yourself. Every destroyer, every covenant destroyer, every relationship destroyer, every business destroyer. In the name of Jesus, I command you by the power of the blood, by the blood of the covenant, by the precious blood of Calvary, I command every destroyer to destroy yourself. I command every dismantler to dismantle yourself. Every assignment of the enemy to bring destruction to my life, to my destiny. Hey, muriri asa, muriri bienkelema, robo salubanda lakita, lekele be andala bahaya. Manfanana masuya, robo kukunde lebe klestala, lita lune me kiankala bandolo bobibi asha, lashatala banzo, ukolobo ukuba akashne, rebere banda leba asia, sinundi di bie, halabahosha, I come in every destroyer that's assigned to my destiny, every destroyer that is assigned to KCC, every destroyer that is assigned to KCC Houston, assigned to KCC Charlotte, assigned to KCC Jacksonville, every destroyer, I command you to destroy yourself and die. I command you to destroy yourself and die in the name of Jesus by reason of unity, by reason of the law of agreement, by reason of the blood of Calvary. I command, hey, Balabashata, Rebedebe Andala Okoshna, Nikandini Aso, Undinini Andelebe Ekolaba, Lubandala Hosa, Satanana Makashande. Hey, halabahobiasha, lebendelebe kola la babashata. I command every destroyer to be destroyed. Every spirit, every stronghold of destruction in the name of Jesus, I command you to be broken into pieces. Bere barabekunda, I scatter you. I scatter you. I scatter every destroyer. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and intercede. Mande bebe alaba sikolo bonshata. Handala mala mandelebe. Nilandelebele konda. Mikanono mokusaya. Yembi bibibi ele andala oshna. Brakala mandele kutaya. Landilele asa. Every destroyer that is sent to destroy my peace. Every destroyer that is sent to destroy my happiness. Every destroyer. Satan, you are the destroyer. You desire me to have no peace. You desire me to never be happy. You desire for me to never be fulfilled. Huh? But in the name of Jesus, he came that I might have life, and that more abundantly, by the law of Calvary, by the law of Calvary, by reason of the cross, by reason of the blood of Calvary. Mistake. I command every destroyer, be destroyed. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. Yambe bebe bie. Libandele be. Robosutuna manda. Likandele me. E alaba. O balaba shata. Yendele be. Mikandalama ukusna. Likandele be esha. Shatanana manzia. Ah. Ubaba baba baba shata. E. Mangalamanda, ukumundele kiazala, ramandele olobo osha, ha, manziri bikien tele di ansona. In the name of Jesus. Mandebe, mandebe, mandala makasia. The Bible declares in the book of Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10 that God is not unrighteous to forget. God is not unrighteous to forget. God is not unrighteous to forget. I am praying today that every demonic power, every stronghold of the enemy, every force that comes in your life that causes good people to forget about you. Some of you have been a blessing to people. You have helped people. You have been there for people. But no matter what you do for people, they seem to always forget you. They seem to never remember what you've done. And according to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10, God is not unrighteous to forget. We know that it is God who deals with the hearts of men. But there are demonic forces that are sent from hell to cause good people to forget you. But tonight, as we clap our hands and pray, every force that causes good people to forget you is being destroyed. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Every force, every demonic force, every ungodly force that causes good people to forget me, be destroyed. Be destroyed. Now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you. Hey, halabashato lelemanda, that I've given and given and given and have sown and sown and sown. And I thank you for those that I've helped and been a blessing to. But Father, I am decreeing that this is the time and this is the year. Halamoshara. Yendelebere alabanda la kosha, andala la kika solomondo lolo bokota, ikiankele mandi di osha. I thank you that this is the time and this is the hour of remembrance. I thank you that this is the hour that every seed that I've sowed, I shall receive a harvest on it. So in the name of Jesus, I come against every power that causes people to forget me. Father Joseph went to the prison, hallelujah, and they promised them that when they got before the king, they would remember him. Somebody forgot him, but somebody remembered him. Father, there are demonic forces that is removing my name from the memories of those who I've been a blessing to. There is a demonic eraser. Ilelebe eshelebe kunda ribisi tunemi kikanda lakaya lokololobo kundi bibiandebosha landa la bahataya. There is a demonic eraser. There is a demonic backspace. There is a demonic delete button that causes those to forget the words that I've spoken, the blessing that I have been. And in the name of Jesus, I pray by the power of the Holy Ghost that every force, every demonic force, Ila, Lubo, Sulimende, Ribi Setunamanda, Likalaba Ukomushne, Lekele Andalabasaya, every demonic force that has been sent to cause good people to forget me, may that force be destroyed by fire. I destroy it. I roast it. I dismantle it. I take it down. In delebe kobasha, likandala mosotolelemea, lindidi biandeleme. Father, in Jesus' name, those who I've helped, those who I've blessed, those who I've sold, Father, I decree a return on that harvest. I call for the return. I command a return. I decree a return. Hey, halabashata, lebende lebala kiandala masoya. Father, those in my family, those in the world, those in the nation, those around me who have good people but have forgotten, those who I've sold into, those who I've spoken into, who are good people who forget, in the name of Jesus, I dismantle halamoshaka, every spiritual baker, Ulele Baba Shata, that will forget Joseph. Mande, Makaridi Bikian Kalabakasha. Hey, Malabashato Lomonde, Meneni Asia, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and intercede and declare that people are remembering you, that your mother is remembering you, that your father is remembering you, that that millionaire is remembering you, that that business owner is remembering you. I thank you that everyone I've been a blessing to is remembering me now. I thank you for remembrance. I thank you for those who I've sown, those who I've blessed, those who I've increased, those who I pray for, those who I've interceded for, that have forgotten the ministry, that has forgotten who I am, that has forgotten the impact, in the name of Jesus. Hey, halabashatomo, may that never be a testimony again. May they never forget. Hey, mandelene balabakuya, landala balabaza, zubirie, 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 mundelekita, robosalumandia. Hey, halabashati, yenkele mando, obiansi, inele mando la koya, brakalabansi nimiya, sindili bi kristi bi unduri di biinkia, likanda la bohova, in the name of Jesus.
Raise your right hand. The Bible declares, and we know that God don't lie, halaboso, mulandele kia. Mikundiri andala maya, many ansini ankala mandolo bohusha, e rabashata, musha. In Romans chapter 8, the Bible says, "Who shall lay charge to God's elect?" That's Romans chapter 8. I think it's around verse 33. Who will bring any charges against God's elect? There are those in your circle. There are people around you who seek to accuse you, who seek to bring charges against you. There are men, there are women, there are boys, there are girls who seek to bring charges against you. And always remember this, that whenever you are pointing the finger, bringing charges against anybody,
you are operating in the spirit of Satan, because that's what he does day and night. He is an accuser of the brethren. But Romans said, who shall lay charge to God's elect? It is God that justifies. I don't know about you, but I thank God for the blood of Calvary. And I thank God for covering me. Hallelujah. When I did things wrong, when I didn't dot every I, when I didn't cross every T, when I didn't do everything I was supposed to do. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You're talking to a man who has not done everything right in the last 24 hours, in the last 48 hours, in the last 72 hours, in the last week, in the last 2 weeks. But you know the blessed thing about God? Not only have I not done everything right, you ain't done everything right. But God said, hallelujah, who shall lay charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. We are silencing the voice of the accuser. The reason the enemy lays charges against you is he likes to use them as opportunity, or use them as leeway, or use them as legal right to do what he is doing. Am I making sense? He goes to God day and night and said, what about this one? Look at what he did. Look at what she did. She did this. He did that. And look at what the word of God says. You can't do that. It is God who justifies. We are silencing the voice of the accuser. We are silencing the voice of the accuser for things that we've done wrong, doors that we've opened. We command the voice of the accuser to be silent. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, every charge brought against me naturally and spiritually to destroy my life, to hinder my progress, every charge brought against my life, brought against my name tonight, as I lift my voice and I pray, may every accuser be silenced. Be silenced. Listen to me. I'll give you an example. This is a true story, and then we're going to pray. I want you to hear me. There was a man only in his late 30s who came to bring charges against Benny Hinn and his organization, and the charges were true. Make this very clear. The charges were true. And he was going to go to court. This is in the height of Pastor Benny's ministry. And Benny was doing a lot of praying, seeking the Lord. But he was going to bring some charges against Pastor Benny, and the charges were true. That morning before court, he was going to court. That morning, he woke up on his way to court, had a heart attack, and died. That's the late 30s, early 40s, young man. That is a true story. If I'm lying, God can judge me. Are you listening to me? Silence the voice of the accuser. Silence the voice of those who desire to destroy you. Silence the voice of those who desire to bring accusation against you. Silence the voice of those who hearts are not right. Raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus. Every accuser, be silent. Be silent. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, according to your word, you remember our frame, and that we're nothing but dust. According to your word, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Father, that includes me. That includes my mother. That includes my sister, my father, my brother. That includes my pastor. That includes my preacher, my apostle, my teacher, my prophet. Father, all have sinned, but I thank you for the precious blood of Calvary. I thank you that mercy said no. I thank you that the blood covers everything that I've done, known and unknown. I thank you that the blood has covered sins that I've done willfully and unwillfully, sins of omission and sins of commission. And Father, today I appeal to the mercy seat of Christ. I come before you as your son, standing before an angry prosecutor, an angry Alados Shaddai, an angry accuser. And in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, I silence the voice of every accuser. I silence the voice of every individual, man, woman, boy, girl, who desire to bring accusation against my life, who desire to bring accusation against KCC, who desire to bring accusation against God, who desire to bring accusation against my family. In the name of Jesus, may the voice of the accuser be silenced.
I silence his voice. I silence his voice. I silence his voice. I declare in the name of Jesus, according to the covenant that you made with me when I was a child, you said to me that whenever I speak, you in heaven would back it up. I hold you to your word. I bind you to your word. And in the name of Jesus, may the voice of the accuser be silenced. May the voice of the accuser be silenced. May the voice of the accuser be silenced. Hey, the voice of the accuser against the lives of your people, that voice that makes them feel unworthy to come to you and ask for anything, that voice that causes them to walk in depression, that voice that causes them to feel afraid to go after the things of God because of the things that they've not done right. In the name of Jesus, may that demon of accusation, the spirit of condemnation, be dismantled off of that young lady, off of that young man. I silence the voice of the accuser. I rip out his voice box. I command his voice to be silent. I command the tongue of the accuser to cleave to the roof of his mouth. Hey, Balabasha, Yantenebe, Mikanini Mikikaso, Roboso Lumanda. Father, you said, hallelujah, Balabasheke, Ilalabohoshata, that you're the God of mercy. Holy Ghost, there are those who desire to bring accusation against the church of God, the body of Christ at large. You said in your word, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth take their will to set up counsel, hallelujah, against God and his anointed. Let it not prosper. Let it not be so. Let not the plan of the wicked for the church come to pass. Let not the accusation of the enemy against every preacher, against every pastor, against every businessman, against every businesswoman, against every leader, against every team, against every government. May the spirit of accusation be dismantled. Hey, 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 Shata, Likandeleme, Robo Saluma, lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and intercede. That's why you're afraid to pray. That's why you're afraid to ask God for anything. That's why you're afraid to pursue God, because that accuser is whispering in your ear, telling you what you don't deserve. That accuser is whispering in your ear, telling you you're not worthy. That accuser is whispering in your ear, telling you what you shouldn't ask for. Satan is a liar. The voice of the accuser, be silent. Be silent. Be silent. Be silent. Be silent against that young man. Be silent against that young woman. Father, there are those who are facing court cases. There are individuals who are facing court cases. There are individuals who are facing situations at the job where people desire to bring accusation against them. May their accusation fall to the ground and die. May their words be destroyed. May their words fall upon deaf ears. Father, only you are able to silence the voice of the accuser. So I say, what Michael said, silence. The Lord rebuke you. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. The blood, Baladuba, the blood, Minkeneme, Mikanuni Mikikansa, the blood prevailed. Halamo, Mikandala O Shkanai. Hey, Haraban Satuni, Ekanun on the Shkanai. Ekamandini O Bianca. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Silence it. Silence the voice of the accuser. Silence the voice of the accuser. In the name of Jesus. This is going to be a time of serious prayer and intercession. Things are changing for you, young man. Things are changing for you, young lady. Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. Hallelujah. I'm not just praying for you all. I'm praying for me. I need it. I need the prayers of the saints. I need the prayers of the people of God. I need prayer. I need strength. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is a time of prayer and intercession. And I'm believing God is producing so many miracles in the life of his people. I want you to do me a favor. Halabosata. God told me to challenge everybody on today to sow that $30 seed. And if you're on this call and you was not on here earlier and you was unable to sow that $30 seed, make sure you sow it. Now, on January the 1st, we're meeting in Charlotte, North Carolina. And this is what the Lord said to me, and I'm challenging everybody. Did you hear me? I said, I'm challenging everybody. Hoba shakalamanda. I'm challenging 500 people to sow a seed on New Year's of $500. That's right. I'm challenging 500 people to sow a seed of $500. And all 500 of you, by the power of God, if you don't believe it and you don't trust it, you don't have to. But all 500 of you, I will be releasing the word of the Lord to your life for the whole year of 2022. I'll be releasing the word of the Lord to your life for the year of 2022. I cannot take the seed now because God told me not to take that seed until January the 1st. KCC, all of you, don't y'all let someone else get this on this and you don't get it. I'm challenging 500 people. You need to begin to do it now. Put that seed aside. Give it by cash. You can give it by credit card. You can give it by check. It doesn't matter. But I want you to put your $500 seed aside. You ask God for it, he's going to give it to you. And I'll be releasing the word of the Lord. A young lady spoke to me yesterday and said, Prophet Karn, it is so amazing how you can release words into people's lives. She said, when you said it to me, I didn't even know what you was talking about. But just like you said it, that thing has come to pass. God don't tell lies. He's a man of his word, and he does what he says. We understand the power of prayer. Do you understand how I'm able to hear the Lord for nations and hear the Lord for the country and hear the Lord for the city and hear the Lord? I told her I'm able to hear the Lord for personal people. Do you know what that does to me? How much time and intercession it takes? How much time alone with God? Isn't it amazing? You know, I would say this to someone very close to me today. I would say this. You should never judge a man by what you destroy a man because of what you saw in 2 minutes and don't pay attention to what you saw in 20 years. You let 2 minutes of what you see in a person destroy 20 years. Isn't that terrible? See how the enemy operates in the life of an individual. If I catch you in your weakness and judge you based on what I saw in your weakness and don't judge the strength of who you are, how arrogant I would be, how proud I would be, how self-righteous I would be. So let's give ourselves to prayer. Yeah. We are praying in the morning. And we're believing God for miracles at 6 a.m. Listen to me very well. Listen to me. I have a men's meeting tonight here in Charlotte. There's any men in the North Carolina area. I got a meeting at 8 o'clock for the men. That meeting should only be about an hour, hour and a half at the most. We eat and everything and just have a good time and talk and pour into the men. All right? Love you. I'm praying for. There are 100 people tonight. There are 100 people tonight. It's not everybody, but I do feel this for 100 people who are going to sow a seed of $33. That's that seed. To silence the voice of the accuser. Who shall lay charge? To God's elect. That's only 100 of you. I want to challenge 100 of you tonight to sow a seed of $33. Now remember, God told us at the beginning to make sure we put a seed of $30 in the ground. That's what the Lord said. Put a seed of $30 in the ground. And we're sowing that seed for the next 30 days. You know, that's the seed that we sow, believing God for miracles for the next 30 days. But I'm challenging 100 people on this call to sow a seed right now
of $33. That's $PBCJR. That's just for you that want a little double portion tonight. How about that? Some of you, of course, you say, well, that's right. You don't have it, you can't give it. But I'm challenging 100 of you to put that seed of $33 in the ground. Cash, credit card, check, you can mail it. I told you some of you are unable to give that $30 via Cash App. And if that's you, you just go to the website, sow it online, or mail it. Mail it. That's right. Mail it at P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. I'm also going to provide for you, probably starting tomorrow if possible, I'm going to provide for you a number to call. And for you that don't have Cash App or you that don't have different things, I'm going to provide a number for you to be able to call if ever you want to sow. And you can call that number, and that number will take your card over the phone, and you're able to sow your seed in faith. $PBCJR. Give it on the app. You can give it at the, you know, give it via the website, briancarn.com. But I'm challenging everybody to get in on these 30 days of prayer. We believe in God for breakthrough, for change, for turnaround, for undescribable miracles. Undescribable miracles these next 30 days. I need it. I need God to turn some things. Balabashakalamanda. So that's our prayer. My God, we have some great prayer points today, that this is our month of celebration. Come on, raise that hand again. Let's go ahead and pray that through while we're on it. Say in the name of Jesus, this month I will be celebrated. I will be celebrated. Lift your voice and begin to pray and command celebration. Command celebration today. Command celebration tomorrow. Command celebration Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I declare that every day this week I will be celebrated. Every day this year I will be celebrated. Every day this month I will be celebrated. I command celebration. Hey, I command celebration. I decree celebration. My family will be celebrated. My church will be celebrated on television. My church will be celebrated on the radio. My church will be celebrated on the internet. My ministry, my pastor will be celebrated. I command Bishop Lambert Gates to be celebrated. I command his wife to be celebrated. I command the church to be celebrated. Hey, Malabakasha. I command my mother be celebrated. Command my father to be celebrated. I command my children, my son, my wife, my husband be celebrated. I command celebration. I decree celebration. I decree that those who forgot them will remember them and celebrate them. Those are two prayer points I just added in one, that those who forgot them will remember them and celebrate them. I command celebration. I decree celebration. Hey, Balabasha. Hey, Mikandala Balahatia. Ramandala Balabandele Bebebi Alabandala Bobibiosa. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I'm excited about our time of prayer. I'm excited about our time of intercession. I'll see you in the morning at 6 o'clock. We are praying at 6 o'clock in the morning, believing God for miracles. So you see, $PBCJR. You can sow it at briancarn.com. You can sow it at, P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. But even if you don't have the 33, everybody before 6 o'clock needs to get that $30 seed in the ground. It's the seed that you are sowing for these 30 days of prayer. Everybody needs to get that seed in the ground. Don't miss it. Under no circumstance. You are blessed. You are anointed. You're favored. I look forward to prayer with you in the morning. Come on, brothers, meet me at the church. It's time to get together in fellowship. Love on each other and talk to each other. You are blessed. You're anointed. See y'all in the morning. Don't meet me there. Meet me there. More grace.